Israel and Palestinian officials have agreed to a gradual Israeli troop pullout from the Gaza Strip and the West Bank city of Bethlehem. In exchange, the Palestinians are to work to reduce tensions in those areas. The deal was reached after a three-hour meeting between Israeli and Palestinian security officials last night in Tel Aviv. It marks the first sign of progress between Israeli and Palestinian negotiators in months. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The withdrawal plan, known as Gaza First, calls for Palestinian forces to retake control of security in areas vacated by Israeli troops. The security forces also promised to work to stop Palestinian militant attacks on Israelis. Officials on both sides say that won't be easy. Hamas and Islamic Jihad both issued statements that it will continue attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police were on high alert after intelligence warnings of possible attacks in northern Israel. Details of the Israeli-Palestinian agreement were sketchy. Israel Radio quoted an unnamed Palestinian official who said the Israeli pullback from Bethlehem would begin later today. Not necessarily, says Israeli Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Yaffa Ben-Ari.
We are talking about a gradual program, no time frame, and upon the results of the reducing numbers of terror warnings, the defense minister made a commitment on part of Israel to make everything possible to ease the living condition of the Palestinian population.
Ben-Ari said that if the plan works and there is a decrease in the number of attacks against Israelis, it could be expanded to some of the other Palestinian cities Israel has reoccupied since June. Some Palestinian officials, such as Information Minister Yasser Abed Rabo, said they prefer a more comprehensive agreement.
To talk about partial steps and in an atmosphere where there is a continuation of hostilities, violent actions, attacks, incursions, reoccupations, assassinations, and arrests of people in such an atmosphere, partial plans will not have the chance to succeed.
Israel had originally offered the Gaza First plan 2 weeks ago, but limited it only to the Gaza Strip. There, Israeli forces are mostly on the outskirts of Palestinian cities, and Israeli officials say the Palestinian security apparatus is better able to function. Palestinian officials insisted they wanted it to include some parts of the West Bank. Bethlehem Mayor Hanna Nasser says what matters to him is whether normal daily life can resume in Bethlehem.
What we need really is that the Israelis will lift the closure on the city of Bethlehem and will allow people to reach their schools and universities and hospitals in Jerusalem and out of Bethlehem. This is what we need.
An Israeli army spokesman said the army had lifted the curfew in all Palestinian towns and cities except Tulkarm and Nablus. Palestinian officials say there's a growing humanitarian crisis in the West Bank and Gaza, and unemployment is close to 80%. They say they hope the agreement for an Israeli troop pullback is the first step to a ceasefire. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.